You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
$1 billion raised. This is the announcement that Facebook has just come out with, that Facebook fundraising has just hit the $1 billion raised. People have donated $1 billion through their Facebook fundraiser tour, which didn't really launch that long ago. They've also announced some matched giving coming up for Giving Tuesday and coming into a couple of new countries. And so to talk about this very exciting announcement, today I have with me a special guest. Well, all my guests are special, but this one is very special. Jill O'Herlihy. Jill O'Herlihy from Mental Health Ireland. Hello, Jill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You all right?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You nervous?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. You're just quieter than usual. Usually I can't shut you up.
Yeah, I know, but I have to lead you do your intro, so yeah, I'm not going to interrupt that.
That's fair. Yeah. So Jill, who are you?
I am Jill O'Herlihy, and I've been working in Mental Health Ireland for 4 years now. I started off in comms, and then the last 2 years I've taken over doing the fundraising.
And it's going well?
I love it, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, like I'd drop the comms bit and do fundraising full-time if I could.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're a new person to the fundraising world in the last few years? I mean, you're a communications background, but do you feel fundraising was a big leap?
I suppose the reason that I sort of started doing the fundraising was because I felt in the comms role, I was doing fundraising anyway, to a certain degree, but not doing it properly and not knowing how to do it properly either. So that's why I sort of said, right, look, let's make it official and do it. But I'm brand new to it. Like I had never done anything on it before. Like my past life was working in agency PR. And I worked with many, many charities in the 17 years that I worked there. And I always said, like, I will never work in charity. I could never work in charity. And here I am, and I will never go corporate. Like, yeah. I absolutely love it.
You're here for life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And we've been working together for a couple of years now while you've been here. And a significant thing that came in that time is this Facebook fundraising. And they've announced now that they've hit $1 billion. A big chunk of that has come to you.
Huge.
Yeah,
huge.
Nearly the whole billion.
Yeah, yeah.
No, nearly. But significant. It's changed your fundraising.
Yeah, completely and utterly. So I suppose it was opened in the US before it was open here. And then it was open on a sort of a trial to some of the Irish charities here, four or five of them, I think. Mm. And then I caught wind of it. And I don't know where or when or how I saw it, but I caught wind of it and I kind of jumped on it.
But you weren't in the trial period?
No, I wasn't. No. So they hadn't opened it up yet. And I was getting more and more frustrated at not being able to fulfill the entire document because you have to go at the back end and you have to get onboarded with Facebook and all of these things. And they need your CEO's date of birth and they need your banking details and everything. But it was an American banking detail that they needed and we're not American banking. So it was frustrating at the beginning, but I didn't realize it was because it wasn't open yet.
Yeah.
So the second it opened, we basically got onboarded. And that was, I think we did our first fundraiser happened maybe the 5th or 6th of December last year.
Yeah. And that was just someone, one of your followers.
Yeah. Just seeing it.
Sign up for it. Oh, it started their fundraising page and just started bringing in money for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was the birthday. It started off and it still is the birthday fundraiser. And so people get reminders a week, I think, or 10 days before their birthday to say, hey, it's your birthday coming up. Would you like to fundraise for a worthy cause? Mm-hmm. Then they get to choose from whoever is onboarded. I don't know how many charities are onboarded in Ireland, but the majority of them are.
But it's open to everyone now.
Everyone.
So if people haven't signed up to it, then they certainly can.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the reasons that it's worked. Well, there's a few reasons it's worked. See, I'm always cynical about new fundraising products. You know, a lot of them don't work. People say that they're going to bring in a lot of money. And truthfully, I was cynical about the Facebook stuff. You know, it was very much okay, let's see how this works.
Mm.
But it certainly worked. And I think there's a few things that have made it different. And one of those is that Facebook is asking people, like you've said, that they actually prompt people to set up a birthday fundraiser. Mm. They prompt people to donate to their friends. So they're doing the asking from charities that maybe don't have the time or maybe, you know, don't have the nerve to ask their followers.
But the other thing that they're doing is because this started happening in the last 2 months and I didn't understand what was going on. So when I was going into our supporters pages and scrolling down to the very beginning of their page, So the first donation was coming from Facebook, and it was a €5 donation from Facebook into their fund.
Okay.
So we don't have a Facebook manager because we're not big enough yet. We don't spend enough with them. But I didn't know what this was all about, so I was trying to figure it out.
Okay.
And then just in the announcement about the 1 billion, they clarified it. It's the first time I've had it clarified, is that, so they prompt you, they go, hey, Simon, it's your birthday in 10 days. If you ignored that, they'd come back to you in 5 days' time and say, hey, we know it's your birthday. Here's €5 to start.
We know everything about you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And by the way, these are the charities that you might be interested in and that your friends are interested in. So that's, they have an
algorithm,
that word. They have an algorithm basically that shows you the charities that you might like or your friends would like.
Yeah.
And so they kicked it off. So we had loads. We had in the past 2 months, we had 5 or 6,000 euro directly from Facebook.
Wow.
Each month.
Okay. So they're actually getting the ball rolling by putting their money where their
which is brilliant.
Mouth is, which is great. Because they don't charge a fee either on anyone's donation. So it's actually, you know, one of those rare examples where a company is actually putting their money where their mouth is and not just making a lot of noise about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hate Facebook, but you know, as a human being, I hate it. But obviously this is working very well for nonprofits. So I think that was a significant difference between this and maybe some other products that have tried to roll out before, is that Facebook already have that audience there. People are already going onto Facebook, and Facebook already knows them and what they like and how they behave. So it's not like, you know, not to name any other platforms, but any other fundraising platforms are trying to drive traffic across to them.
Yeah.
Whereas Facebook, you know, they've already done that work. We're already going to Facebook every day and checking our Facebook. And here it is at the top of our feed, which we're reading anyway, is this ask, this prompt from an organization that we rightly or wrongly trust.
Yeah, and we know it. We're comfortable with it. So the fundraising page looks exactly like Facebook.
Yeah, it doesn't take you to a new place. Yeah.
You're not transported somewhere else. And like, we had a few people actually that didn't realize they had set up a fundraiser because they were offered the €5. They were like, oh, I can give €5 to Mental Health Ireland. I'm going to do that. So they did that. And then the next thing, people were donating to them and they were like, I've set up a fundraiser. So it's very, very, very easy for the end user. Like if I'm on my Facebook page to set up a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm wondering, is it a little bit too easy?
So too easy as in people clicking on the €50 by accident, or people not exactly knowing that they're donating? You mean that because it's almost so integrated with what they're doing, almost sometimes people are donating by accident a little bit?
Yeah, and like people are like, oh, I definitely didn't click it. I didn't click it. And like, you know that there is a human behind it and that it isn't Facebook deciding it for them.
Yeah.
So it's, we haven't had too many of them. And Facebook actually have a good link. So what we were doing initially was we were refunding the money here, but it was more difficult for us to, then we have to get their credit card numbers.
Yeah, because you don't have their
their credit card numbers.
Yeah.
So I suppose I had a chat with Facebook and I was like, what can we do when this happens? And they sent me a link, which is available to everybody. I just hadn't found it, where they can do a refund directly.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose the problem is that if we're refunding it, the person still wants to give us the fiver or the tenner.
Yeah.
And we can refund €40 of that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If Facebook is refunding it, they refund the whole lot.
They then have to redonate. Yeah. It's so just
they do it or don't they do it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a mess. And what other problems are you having? We've talked about this before sometimes about in terms of the data, in terms of pulling data out, in terms of the way that it's ordered on the page. It's just still a little bit fiddly for you?
It's a little bit clunky. They have done some work on it, though. So now we have it ordered in when it's going to finish. So like Paul's fundraiser is going to finish in 3 hours. So you have it going down all the way to 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're ordered in that sense. And then underneath that, they've ordered it in the largest money raised.
Mm-hmm.
That's a finished fundraiser. Okay. So that's kind of good to see as well. So you can see who your biggest fundraisers are within the platform.
Which is helpful, but ideally you want to be able to sort it anyway.
Oh, I want an alert to say, like, Paul has set up a fundraiser for you today. Yeah. And I want to talk to Paul the second I get that.
Yeah.
And what's happening is once, like, being, you can't sort of sit on Facebook all day, unfortunately. So we have a day set aside.
Can you? Because you seem to be.
No, not all of the time.
Okay.
But that's the other thing, is that you can't access this. You have to access it through a desktop. So you can't access it through the Facebook pages app.
Yeah.
So there's you have to be sitting at a desk to do it.
You're
so
basically,
you can't do it on
a go. You're basically only accessing it like a Facebook user would. Like you're going from almost the front end, going in manually and seeing who's donated or who's written a message.
Yeah, but you can access every other part. Like you can set up an ad, of course, on Facebook very easily, and you can do all these things, but you can't access the fundraising portal at all remotely. Yeah. Or maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know about it, but I've asked them.
I wonder what down the road, will they bring in like a fundraising app or a fundraising manager app, which is a bit.
I could actually
like
make it. I could write it.
Could you?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. So one of the other problems, you know, I think we're facing with this is the access to the data. So usually with these fundraising products, a key thing is whether you can access the person's data, because obviously it's the start of a relationship. On this, because they're Facebook users, we can't really do that. We can only interact with them on the front end. But this is something I think you are doing really, really well, is trying to, I suppose, instigate a relationship with people from the front end, but even develop relationship with people who have maybe set up that fundraiser. How are you engaging with people who are on your page, who are fundraising?
Yeah, I think it was of benefit that I was so new to fundraising, because thanking people was at the forefront. You had drilled it into me sufficiently, but thanking people was at the forefront of everything that I was doing. So the first thing that came to mind was like, these people are raising money. How am I going to thank them? Mm-hmm. How can I thank them? I was like, okay, I don't have their addresses. I don't have their emails. So it was a process of figuring that out. And I was sort of going into, initially I started private messaging people actually.
Okay.
But I had to private message them as Jill, not as Mental Health Ireland.
Okay.
So I couldn't message them as Mental Health Ireland. And then, you know yourself, like you go into the back end of your phone and you're like, oh God, I've like 25 like message
requests.
Yeah,
because they don't know you.
Because so they don't know me. I'm not following them. We're not friends, none of that.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is not going to work. So then I started just going directly onto the page and leaving a message to say thank you.
Which is good, because everyone else can see it as well.
Exactly. And this has evolved. So I've sort of played around with this over the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. And then I was sort of inviting them to email me. So leaving my email, fundraising@mentalhealthireland.ie.
Yeah.
Leaving that on the page and saying, can you email me with your postal address?
Because we knew we wanted to get them off Facebook a little bit. Like we wanted to try and get their email address. You wanted to be able to talk to them or post them, or you know, just move them to that next level.
Yeah.
So you were trying to do that on the Facebook page, is get them to contact you, so you could try and get that opt-in.
Yeah, because it was the only place that I could contact them, because I didn't have any other details for them. And it's worked really, really well. Like we've over 50%, we probably have 60% of people who are emailing me with their postal address, because I've said that we're going to send them a little thank you in the post. So we send them a little thank you in the post, and they absolutely love it. And in the same breath, I'm also inviting them to sign up to the newsletter as well, with a little link, just telling them what it's all about. And we have a sign up rate of around 45% onto the newsletter, which is really good.
So that's good. And we're working to try and tweak that and change the language to constantly move that up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like I put... Initially, it was just a message. Then I changed the message to, initially it was a very short message. And then I changed it to a longer one.
Yeah.
And I've added like little images in. I use like these little Buddha images. I really like them. And
controversial.
Yeah, they're not. No, they're nice. They're very nice. Go onto our page and have a look at it. They're very nice. They're very nice. But I've even added different ones in and changed the language of what I'm writing and put emojis in instead of saying thank you, I'm doing the hands together and that sort of stuff. So it's just changing it a little bit.
Yeah, having a bit of fun with it, constantly testing and tweaking it.
Seeing what's working better.
And it's working. I mean, people, the relationships are developing. People are subscribing to the newsletters so that you can engage with them in other ways. And you're starting, I mean, the product is... Well, you've been on it less than a year, but you're starting to see people come back, people doing like a second fundraiser, or people engage in other ways. Is that right?
Yeah. So we just this week, I've had like four people come back and say, hey, I did the Facebook fundraiser for you there for my birthday back in March or whenever it was. And I want to do a fundraiser for you with my school or with my with my group or with my. So that's great, just because you're seeing the full circle. So they join the newsletter, they're consuming the information, they're following us on social media, they're getting to know us better, and they're then doing another fundraiser for us. And the other thing as well, I suppose the one thing that is a little bit frustrating is that we don't have access to the people who are donating to the fundraisers.
Sure, as opposed to the actual fundraisers.
Yeah, so it's great that the fundraisers are being set up. And now Facebook, you can... So if you set up a fundraiser for Mental Health Ireland or for any other charity, you're invited to match that. So you can match it to a certain level. So you can match every donation, or you can match it up to €50. So it means that you're actually donating €50. Okay. So once €50 is raised, you will then have to give you will give €50 of your own money to your own fundraiser, which is great.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing a huge percentage or uptake of that.
No, I can imagine.
But we're seeing it, and I suppose I'm noting that within the spreadsheets that we're creating on it, just so that we know that these people are actually giving to their own fundraiser.
Yeah. So they have that capacity to give. Yeah. And maybe yeah. But a little differently.
I suppose the frustration is that you could have one fundraiser that has, like, we had one fundraiser that had something like, I think, 300 people donate to them.
Yeah.
And we don't have access to those 300 people because you can't. Well, if you had unlimited time, you could message every single one of them on. But
you message some people where you have time. You message donators as opposed to fundraisers. You try and engage with them.
Yeah, like I give them a thumbs up or I do something, you know. But there's, as I said, sometimes there's 300 people within one fundraiser.
Yeah.
So you can't do it for all of them.
But this is certainly something like that's been identified as your team grows. Mm. This is something that you want to try and get more time spent on, that someone can kind of nurture those people and start a relationship. You know, they've donated to a person, but we want to start a relationship with Mental Health Ireland.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool. So overall, it's been pretty good for you.
Yeah, it's been great. And like, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy, and I suppose our Facebook, we have, I think it's 12,000 followers on Facebook.
Okay, so it's reasonably big.
I would say it's below average.
Yeah.
In comparison to sort of the other bigger charities, more established fundraising charities in particular in Ireland. Ones. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's growing. Like it's grown from, in the past 4 years, it's grown from, I think when I joined, it was like 1,000 people. So it's grown in those 4 years up to what we have now. And I enjoy, I suppose, seeing the interaction, but I would have thought that a lot of the fundraisers came from people following our page, and it's not. So it's from people who aren't following our page.
And why is that happening? Do you think Facebook is putting your page in front of them because they know they like?
Because either them or their friends have an interest in mental health and they're pulling all that information together and they're popping us up.
So Facebook are perhaps putting your page in front of them, even though they don't follow you, because they know that potentially they'll like you.
Yeah, or their friends maybe have supported us, or their friends are following us, or they've showed an interest in mental health. I did actually, I've been thinking the past sort of few days or weeks that because of the volume that we're getting and that they're not a majority of our followers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't correlated that properly, but I will sort of try and dig down into it. That I want to try and find out how that's happening. So I just need to sort of ambush a few of my friends' Facebook pages and try to set up a fundraiser and see what they're given.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I need. Yeah. Or even people, not necessarily people in the office, because like, I mean, they're too close to here. So I need to try and, I'll get you to do it.
Yeah. Find strangers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Your friends might be. Not your Facebook friends.
Yeah. I don't have any friends. The other thing I was going to ask you, which, you know, has played on my mind a little bit, is this going to cannibalize other donations? I don't really believe in donor fatigue, but are people going to get sick of being prompted to donate on Facebook? Are people going to be sick of getting asked by friends? And is it going to have a negative effect on donations, or is it going to have a negative effect on Facebook? Because, you know, who wants to go onto Facebook and just see fundraiser after fundraiser as opposed to cat memes?
Yeah. I'm seeing the volume of fundraisers that we have, but I have only had two friends, you included, asked me to donate to a fundraiser. So I think when you spread it out around the world, like Facebook isn't just our Irish friends, it's worldwide.
Yeah.
So out of, like, I don't even know how many friends I have on Facebook, I have no idea, but there's only two people have asked me to donate. So I think when you're looking at it, I suppose, with a fundraiser's head on, you're thinking of it like, I mean, I was thinking this is going to disappear. Like, people are just going to get pissed off with it.
Yeah.
But if Facebook are also looking to move in another direction with this as well. So they obviously own Instagram. So I would think in 2019 that Instagram is going to come on board as a fundraising platform as well.
Interesting.
So that will be a different take on it, and it will completely take off. I think it will do better than Facebook is doing, because I think do you?
Because yeah. Instagram has been pretty diabolical for everyone in terms of marketing or trying to drive traffic places.
Yeah, but if you look at what Instagram is all about, like it's all about navel gazing and how fantastic people are generally. Now it is sort of it is changing a little bit, and becoming a slightly more real place to be. Mm-hmm. But I think that coupled with the look at me, I think will work really well. I think Facebook fundraising will work really well, because I think there's also a massive move to talk about well-being on Facebook. Yeah. On Instagram.
Yeah.
Facebook, not so much. Instagram has become a place, like they have the stories and all that sort of thing. So people are trying to promote a lifestyle of well-being, be it like exercise or meditation or talking about their mental health or talking about not doing so well.
Yeah.
So people who are like makeup artists, people who are models, people who are businessmen are all sort of talking about their businesses or whatever it is in their life, but they're also sharing the shit part.
Yeah.
As well. So I think it will work well. And there's also a chat of possibly having an in memoriam page as well within Facebook.
Okay.
So basically when someone passes away, these Facebook pages are set up for them, or their current Facebook pages.
Automatically?
I don't know. Not automatically.
I mean, because you could do that now, couldn't you? Because I mean, now Facebook has come to the point where you can set up a fundraiser for anything. Like it doesn't even have to be a registered charity.
Yeah.
So I suppose you could theoretically do that. Mm. But that would be an interesting one to like.
Can you do that in Ireland? Set up a Facebook.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. No.
I think it's only in the US.
States, but it'll
maybe
come.
Maybe you can. I don't know.
In the same way, like GoFundMe is done. Mm. But I mean, that'll be interesting. What's that going to look like? Like, oh, sorry, your dad has died, but do you want to set up a fundraiser?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone just mentioned it in a room full of Facebook people.
Yeah.
That it might be an option to go down that route.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Mm. I remember someone posted on Facebook that they had that, you know, like the memories where it's like, oh, yeah. Remember this a year ago? And it's like, hey, remember this a year ago? Your parents died.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do remember that. Please stop putting it in front of me.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
difficult. Okay. Yeah. So you mentioned about it going worldwide, and that's one of the things Facebook has announced this week, that they're rolling this out to Canada and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So we're obviously going to start to see more of these, which is really exciting. The other big thing that they've announced is this matched funding.
Mm-hmm.
So for Giving Tuesday, and obviously I have mixed thoughts about Giving Tuesday, which we'll talk about another time. But it's where Giving Tuesday does work is where you bring in this match giving. So essentially, if someone donates to your fundraiser, now this is only in America this year, but if they donate to your fundraiser, that PayPal this year are going to match it dollar for dollar.
Yeah, so amazing.
If I donate $50, it's actually worth $100. And obviously that prompts people to be more likely to donate, and it actually gets people to donate more.
Mm.
So we're obviously going to see this in Ireland sooner or later, aren't we?
Yeah, I would hope so.
And I assume it'll expand beyond PayPal and Facebook, that businesses can get involved with this, and this is going to be a way for businesses to market themselves as such, because it makes them look generous, and it gets, you know, it has that CSR element to it where they can reach out to people and show them that they care about them.
And would you see that happening via Facebook? Is that what you mean?
Who's doing the interview, Jill?
Sorry. I don't know how to sit
I don't
in
know.
This
I don't know. Is it?
I'm just wondering. That would be amazing, because then you could have corporates sponsoring your fundraising,
that would be pretty cool if it was like a company. If I was a company with a marketing budget, rather than just putting up a boring ad, I could say, okay, push this out to all my followers and say, hey guys, we're going to match dollar for dollar if you set up a fundraiser for our charity partner. Surely that'll come. And that'll be a lovely way to spend your marketing budget, because it just seems a bit more giving and engaging to people. And obviously it's for a good cause. I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder, to Facebook now, what the future lies for, what the future holds for this.
Did they do matching last year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, for Giving Tuesday, it was barely even set up. So I don't remember them doing matching, but this seems to be a much more formal thing. Again, only in the US this year, but they have a $7 million pot from PayPal, which they're going to match. I mean, presumably that's going to go pretty quickly, but at the same time, that's a whopping sum.
Mm. And they have it. I think they'll match up to 200,000.
Okay.
Her fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I think it's 25,000 per individual donation.
So you could, I mean, there's no fees as well. If you're an American charity, would you take...
Oh, I would go to I would town take, on
yeah,
this.
I would withdraw all the cash from our non-profit and donate it back in. Yeah. And you just double
you
your
just double
money.
It. Well, yeah, maybe.
That's a controversial idea. Mm-hmm. But let's see someone do that. Yeah. Imagine if you did that and then the fund was run out.
Gone.
And it's just like,
done.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, everything went to Simon's fund.
Yes, that's yeah. No good. But no, it'd be interesting to see that what happens with that, and maybe you and I can check in again after that and see how your Giving Tuesday goes and how everyone's Giving Tuesday goes from a Facebook fundraising point
yeah.
of view.
Yeah, I see. I don't know, is Giving Tuesday a thing here yet?
No,
yeah.
Not really.
Maybe I need to make it a thing.
Maybe you need to make it a thing. I mean, I think the thing about Giving Tuesday, not to get too deep into it, is it's not really a thing anywhere, and nobody really gives a shit about Giving Tuesday. But what it's doing is it's making companies match giving, and it's making nonprofits ask.
Mm.
And that stuff gets people to donate. So just by declaring, you know, the public, I don't think really care about Giving Tuesday, but what it's doing is it's motivating nonprofits to get out there more.
Yeah.
And people are responding to that.
Mm.
So I think that'll come. And I think if we had that match giving pot, you would see a lot of nonprofits go out yeah. asking, and it would work really effectively.
So maybe the key is to ask now before we have it. So you're the charity that's yeah. recognized as the one yeah. who does Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, you want to kind of lead it perhaps. Mm. So for you, your priorities in the future are going to be, you know, where Instagram, you're going to jump on when they, even when they bring that in.
Yeah. So,
sorry,
yeah.
go on.
Yeah, no, our, like our I'm one person doing comms and fundraising, and obviously involved with comms as a social media and everything. So I would have spent a lot of time on growing Facebook and growing Instagram, growing Twitter as mm-hmm. well. And Instagram kind of got left behind a little bit. So the past 6 months, mm-hmm. I've been trying to grow our Instagram followers and also to create content for it, because as an individual, it's difficult. Like nobody, like if people log into Mental Health Ireland, they want to see Mental Health Ireland content.
Yeah.
And when I'm the one taking all the pictures, it's pretty much just like, there's Jill again.
Yeah.
You know?
Chocolate. Yeah. And, yeah.
So it's creating a strategy around Instagram to grow it and to get images from all around the country and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I've been gently tapping away at that so that I can grow our base for when this happens.
Yeah, assuming this is going to come in.
Yeah, and even if it doesn't, like, I mean, it's still worthwhile. And
on top of that, I'm assuming your other priority is when they do ring matched giving in here in to Ireland, you're going to be all over it.
Definitely.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that'll work really well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's about it, really. So if anyone wants to check out what you are doing on social media, it's Mental Health Ireland to look at, because
yeah.
it's really interesting, some of the work you've been doing and you're continuing to do. And then you personally, where do people find you?
I'm Jill O'Herlihy everywhere.
Jill O'Herlihy everywhere, at Jill O'Herlihy. And you're very active on Twitter and Facebook and all that. It's definitely worth a follow.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Why not?
And anything else you want people to do?
If anyone wants to get out, yeah, give me money. Yeah. But you can give me money and do something as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two things. So I've just launched this new sort of community fundraising thing called the 5,000 Steps to Wellbeing. Mm-hmm. So you can set up your own walk anywhere. You can be in Australia, America, wherever you are. And it's just to get a gang of people together in work or in your community.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a downloadable kit that you can get. So all the information is in that. And it's 5,000 steps, which is centered around the five ways to wellbeing. It's a really nice. Good, fun walk, and you get a free t-shirt. So
yeah.
All the walkers do.
Lovely.
That's good.
That's great. So people can go onto the Mental Health Ireland website, check that out,
yeah.
do it. Set up a Facebook fundraiser and see what kind of love you lavish upon them.
Yes.
And basically learn from, I mean, in my opinion, one of the best, learn from them in terms of how you should be treating your Facebook fundraisers, because you're doing a great job and the proof is in the money.
Thank you.
And actually, you and I will be talking about it next year, coming up in one or more conferences in 2019. You and I will be presenting about this
jet
Facebook
setting.
Fundraising.
Jet setting.
Promoting, talking about our experience with this and how we have capitalized on it, how it's worked for us, but also this idea of how we treat the fundraisers and the donors to try and develop that relationship. So you and I will be talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Excited?
Very.
Excited.
I am. Woohoo!
Yes. Okay. That's more like it. All right. Listen, thanks a million, Jill. It's been so lovely to chat to you as always. And thank you for giving us an insight into the workings of a successful Facebook fundraiser. And a successful fundraiser as a whole.
Thank you very much. Lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, it's been great. Talk to you again. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't.